بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we started Surah Ma'idah after we finished Surah An-Nisa. Today we will talk about a very important matter. Surah An-Nisa and Surah Ma'idah are interfaith surahs. These surahs are basically discussing the issue of Christianity, Judaism, the trinity of Isa alayhi salam, whether Isa alayhi salam died on the cross, whether he will come back again or not. Because we are a minority, this elevates us to a level of responsibility and also burdens us with basically following and resisting what we know around us from the people and their religion. Unfortunately, a lot of Muslims are fooled by a couple of people accepting Islam or people entering Islam. As many people enter Islam, there's a lot of Muslims who leave Islam. The problem is, in the interfaith meeting that we have in our community, this year we went to the Unitarian Church. And there was an author there, his name was Dr. Bernard Brandon Scott. Dr. Bernard Brandon Scott. He researched for 8 years, and he wrote a book called The Trouble with Resurrection. The Trouble with Resurrection. He's a Catholic. He says, after 8 years of research, I cannot say that Jesus died on the cross. So before I went to that meeting, I bought the book. I bought the book that Dr. Bernard wrote, right? And I read the book before. So when I met him at the church, I said, our Prophet told us this 1400 years ago, that Isa alayhi salam did not die on the cross, nor he was put on the cross. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, could have saved a lot of money. could have saved that money. Come to Islamic Society of Garissa, Khadija Masjid will tell you what's going on. And I said, by the way, in your book, you did not talk about Mithraism. He said, how did you know about that? I said, I know, because that's where Christianity gets this idea that somebody dies and sheds blood for your sins. He said, by the way, that's my next book. So he promised me he's sending me his book before he publishes it. I said, because Mithraism is where they get this idea that basically somebody dies, sheds blood for you, and your sins are gone. So even the Christians are doubting there. The ayah of the Quran in Surah An-Nisa is 157, 158, and 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحِ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That they claim that they killed Jesus, the son of Mary, alayhi salam, Rasulullah, the Prophet of God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not put him on the cross, nor did he go on the cross and then die as a result of that. Then he says, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. It was made to appear to them. What? Appear what? Appear that somebody was on the cross, somebody died on the cross, but it was not Isa. وَنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ. This is talking about Dr. Bernard Scott. And the people who don't know about this, they are still thinking about it. They can't make up their mind. Yes. Rasulullah told us about Dr. Bernard 1400 years ago. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They only can just guess. They have no certain knowledge. Then Allah says, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is most glorified and very wise. Therefore, he picked him up, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Now the problem is, in 1908, the first fitna that came in the Muslims about this issue, there are two types of ijma'. There is ijma' amali, tawatur amali, and tawatur qawli. Tawatur means generations teach generations physical things. Like for instance, if you go open Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ says, when you pray janazah, you should do 4 takbirs. There is no mention of how you should pray janazah. So how did we learn how to pray janazah? from elders teaching us, Sahaba teaching the Tabi'een, Tabi'een taught the Tabi'at Tabi'een, and then it came through generations that we know now, right? This is called Tawatur Amali, actions that have been transferred through generations. That is stronger than hadith, by the way. Therefore, the action is nobody from the Sahaba or the Tabi'een discussed the issue of Isa except Murza Ghilam Ahmad Qadiani. In 1908, a man in British India came. His name was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He started this fitna. He said, by the way, so the thing is, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, on the British money, he comes and he says, by the way, I'm Jesus. Isn't that great? I'm Jesus. First he says, I have no madhab. Look at the progression. First he says, I don't follow the imams. Right? This is called the phenomenon of ghair muqallidiyat. He says, I don't follow the imams. I don't care. I go through Quran and hadith. Then after that he says, by the way, I just realized I'm a Nabi. And the ulama are like, what? Then he says, by the way, Isa is me. So then an imam who also passed away in 1908, his name was Muhammad Bashir Al-Sahsawani rahimahullah. He refuted Mirza Qadiani. He was an Arab. He wrote the first book against refutation of this whole thing about Jesus and everything. And then he, Qadiani, Aqidah is that Jesus ran away from Jerusalem and went to Kashmir, and he's buried there, by the way. That Jesus is buried in Kashmir. In 1933, one of our elder scholars, Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmir rahmatullah alayh, he wrote a book in Arabic. It's called At-Tasrih Bima Tawatara Fi Nuzul Al-Masih. I read the book, I have the book. And he basically refuted the Ahmadi Aqidah on Isa alayhi salam not coming back and dying a natural death in Kashmir. What happened is, one of these Ahmadis, they went to Al-Azhar to study Islam in 1942. And he did a mischief. He wrote this question to the Sheikh of Azhar then, and his name was Muhammad Mustafa Al-Maraghi. Yes, Al-Maraghi. And he said, what do you think about Isa? Can you prove from Quran that he's going to come back? So Maraghi, unfortunately, was the follower of Sheikh Rashid Rida and the follower of Sheikh Muhammad Abda, may Allah have mercy on all of them. But they were influenced by a Western philosopher named Gustave Le Bon, French guy. And he's the guy who brought biological determinism. Basically, he says, if your genes are unique, you're smart. If your genes are like, you know, from races that are colored, you're dumb. And this is the type of guy, you know. And he was materialistic. His name was Gustave Le Bon. So his writings affected these Islamic scholars. Just like when you go to high school, some of the stuff that you read in high school affects. And you come to the masjid and the Mawlana is saying something and then you're like, I don't know. Because if it's not aligned by Quran and Sunnah, dangers are, we can go. So these ulama, they had this internal, well, Jesus died, we can't prove it. So this fatwa request came, and in 1942, this fatwa was published in a magazine called Ar-Risala. And the sheikh at that time who wrote this fatwa, his name was Mahmoud Shaltut. He's an Egyptian scholar. He said, there is no proof in Quran and Sunnah that Isa is actually coming back. I don't know. Right? And now we have the same type of voices coming again. So these discussions are not new. In Pakistan now we have a guy, I don't want to name him. He wears glasses, he has mustache. He says the same thing, right? And then in Arab world we have another guy, another doctor in Arab, he says the same thing. So these people that pop up. Okay, the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah is very simple. There is consensus and ijma' that Isa alayhi salam is coming back. Why? Because the Quran says, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, and there is no one from the people of the book, إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. يُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ, pronoun, بِهِ, ha means, الضمير يعود على عيسى, meaning that everyone will believe in Isa عليه السلام, قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, before his death. Whose death are we talking about? The death of the person who's a Christian or the Jew? Or the death of Isa alayhi salam when he comes back? Well, obviously the context of the verse is وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that this man never was on the cross. This man never died. So then who has to die? Isa. So let me ask you this question. Nobody from these people who are intellectuals, you know, intellectuals, but they don't have sanad. The difference between people who say these things, they will never have sanad. They will not have a sanad of Bukhari or Muslim or anything. They will not be under training of a licensed Islamic teacher. They'll say, well, I'm an intellectual. I'm a thinker. What is more exceptional? A man being born without a father? Or a man who basically goes up and comes back later? Isa alayhi salam's birth was exceptional, was extraordinary, right? So then why are they not making a big deal out of that? Now, as far as somebody dying and waking up later, Allah says in Surah Baqarah, كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةً عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا. A man who went, Uzair alayhi salam, he says, أَنَّ يُحْيِي هَذِي اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. Allah made him and gave him death for 100 years and then he woke up again in Surah Baqarah, right? So if somebody can die for 100 years and come back and his food is still warm and his donkey is fossilized, what's the big deal if somebody goes to up and comes back? What's the problem? Idris alayhi salam, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانٍ عَلِيًّا. Idris alayhi salam was lifted with body and soul. What's the problem? So they can't make a big deal out of his birth. But then they say, oh no. His birth was, you know, we cannot challenge that. But his death, we're going to make all kinds of big deal about that. Well, what's the big deal? If his birth was extraordinary, his death can be extraordinary too. Right? Common sense, right? Right? So we should not listen to these people. As much as intellectual as they sound, they're preaching rubbish. And this basically, if a person does follow this, he can lose his iman. Very simple. He can lose his iman. So these types of voices are not new and they will never go away. They'll come in the future. But we have to know the history so then we can predict this. The other thing that Islam talks about here in Surah Nisa and Baqarah is the miracles of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam raised the dead. Some people think that's a big miracle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan al-Darimi, the dead meat of an animal spoke to him. Which is a bigger miracle? Raising somebody from the dead and then he speaks and then he dies back like Isa alayhi salam, or a piece of meat that is cooked and is talking to you that I'm poisoned, don't eat me? Which is a bigger miracle? Right? Then people say, oh, Isa alayhi salam, you know, used to make a bird out of clay and blow on it, became alive. True. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to the rocks in Mecca. The rocks used to speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tree trunk used to speak to Rasulullah and weep, and the Sahaba would listen. Then finally Surah Ma'idah ends with the dinner table and the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet Isa said, bring me a Ma'idah. You know, a dinner table food so people can eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever eats from it and disbelieves, I will punish him a punishment like no other punishment, right? Is this a bigger miracle? No. Rasulullah ﷺ used to have water come out of his fingers. We read that in Sunan al-Darimi. Rasulullah ﷺ, he had the food of three people. And how many people ate? 1,500 people. That is a bigger miracle than having food come from the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Tabuk, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, a food for seven people fed an army of 15,000 people just because he made dua on it. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has miracles that far exceed and are superior to any Nabi, because he is the Nabi and Imam of the Anbiya. He is the Imam of the Anbiya. So Isa alayhi salam will come back and pray like we pray, eat like we eat, and die in Medina, and there's a place for him in the Ujra. There are four graves in there, by the way. One is empty, looking for a tenant. And that will be Isa alayhi salam when he comes back. Right? So we should clear our confusion, and we should not listen to these people who are intellectuals. We should listen to the consensus of the ulama. For thousands of years, nobody spoke about this. And now only Tom, Dick, and Harry is basically making YouTube videos on it. Right? So the Quran says, he will come back and he will die here because he hasn't died yet. And now there is no even point of, like Ahmad Didat rahmatullah alayhi used to make a big deal out of it. Now the Christians themselves are saying, we did 8 years of research, we can't even tell if he died anymore, sorry. So this guy, he told the people in the church, he says, I'm telling you, if you come to me and you say that Jesus died on the cross, I'll tell you that is wrong. That's, yes, if you say it's a beautiful story, I'll say it's okay. Tomorrow's Friday. So tonight, the amal is what? Go home, take a little nap. Tomorrow we'll read some hadith because of the weekend. But then also send salawat on Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because that is the thing we should do every Friday, because that is the order. Wa jazakumullahu khair wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.